Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider on the Huge Radio Network is standing by on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. So, Comp, you know, it looked like there might be a last-minute delay, save, and the Big Ten made the announcement, no football, no fall sports, and they just said the medical risk, according to their medical professionals and counsel, which is lawyers, was just too high.
Yeah, big news day today. And, yeah, with all the chatter yesterday from some of the coaches in the Big Ten, they obviously felt that there was a chance that the decisions could be reversed. I'm sure that they were aware that things were headed in this direction in the Big Ten Conference, and that was kind of a last-ditch Hail Mary. It'll be interesting to see if Nebraska goes forward with some of the insinuations they made yesterday. Tough day for athletes in the Big Ten. And I was over at Michigan State. I went over to the football building a few minutes ago just to see if anyone was coming out or going, just to see what the mood was. I did see a couple of players and spoke with them briefly, and they were kind of, they were just kind of shrugging it off. I mean, they were disappointed, but it's been such a crazy 2020 year. And if you're a 19, 20, 21-year-old athlete, you've seen a lot of things this year. And they just are eager to get back to work at some point. The question is, of course, the SEC and the ACC are planning to go forward with football at this point. If they play, it would be interesting to talk to Big Ten athletes at that point and ask them what it's like to be sitting out while seeing players in other parts of the country play. Now, that's way down the road. I don't know if we're going to get to that point. I don't know if the SEC and ACC will continue to play, but that's their plan right now, and today we found out what the Big Ten's plan was.
Pac-12, by the way, has joined the Big Ten in postponing all fall sports. They do hope to play their fall sports in the spring. The same message from the Pac-12. No surprise. It was expected in the Big Ten and Pac-12 with that myocarditis study. They both were leaning on that, according to reports. And Nebraska says it will consult medical experts in hopes of still playing. Yeah, wow. So Nebraska, what do they do? Pull a Notre Dame and go tell a conference, we'll join you for the year? I don't know how the Big Ten bylaws work on that. Have no idea.
Well, I'm sure that they looked into that yesterday. Like we talked yesterday when I was on your show, when Scott Frost had that press conference, he did not have that press conference without the okay from his president, and the president probably from the board members. And I'm sure they got the okay from their lawyers. I think that was all a concerted effort yesterday by Nebraska, and it will be interesting to see in these unprecedented times if they break ranks with the Big Ten and try to do their own thing. They say they're going to be speaking with their own doctors. And that's what this comes down to right now, Bill. With no central commissioner for college football, the NCAA has no power over this. You've got the Big Ten and the Pac-12 listening to one set of doctors. And as of today, you've got the ACC and the SEC listening to their doctors. That's the only way I can observe it at this point.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider. SpartanMag.com, the go-to online community. You can talk about the Big Ten fall football schedule being canceled along with other fall sports. Now, I don't know, maybe you've heard, you said you were walking over towards the Michigan State athletic facilities. I would think that if this risk is based on your heart and working out, I don't know if they're going to be allowed to still train or practice. How does that work?
It's like you said a few minutes ago, new reports and research is coming out all the time. So, like you said, if someone does not, if they're asymptomic, are they prone to having these heart problems? If not, that's something we may learn more as we have more time. And right now, if you want to play fall football, you're running out of time to know those things. I did speak with you yesterday, and some indications that I had were that they could allow them to keep practicing even if they cancel the season. Today they were not given that indication, but they were not also told that it was completely shut down. They were not told they have to go home like the athletes were in the spring, so that part of it is different. But that's what I'm looking for now. Is there a chance that they might be allowed to have an extended fall practice? You know what Harbaugh said a couple days ago. They've been nothing but clean tests over there. I'm sure he'd like to keep practicing. And that's valuable information from the front lines to get that information from Michigan and from other schools as to how things are going. And if they want to keep practicing, I wouldn't doubt that that's a possibility right now.
I would think practicing, if you're running sprints and conditioning, and this is about medical risk connected to myocarditis and your heart, if you've had COVID-19, right. I would think that there's no way you can play until you're cleared by the team cardiologist or the school cardiologist, which again, I then slide back into this and what Dr. K, we just played that clip for Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, that normally this myocarditis is only associated with severe infections. To my knowledge, I have not heard outside of the Indiana player, I have not heard of any severe infections across the Big Ten.
I'm sure it's rare, but you're exactly right. And 3 weeks ago, this was not something that was on our radar at all as observers of college football. So it pops up with some credible studies. So now you're exactly right. If someone has had it, has had COVID, or even, you know, do you hesitate to put them back out on the training field? I would think so, pending more tests. So in the meantime, everybody just pauses and waits. And the ACC and the SEC march on for now.
Well, Duke University has pretty good medical facilities, and the Mayo Clinic having a cardiologist who 2 hours before the Big Ten and now Pac-12 decision to postpone all fall sports said that the Pac-12 and Big Ten, this Mayo Clinic cardiologist said there was no connection to COVID-19 in regards to this. So, yeah, and the Big Ten did not use the words in the statement. What I said was not, they didn't say COVID-19. They said the medical risk involved in playing. Okay, they did not say because of COVID-19 risk. They said the medical risk involved in playing is why they postponed the fall season.
Is that an umbrella statement over both of them, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think it covers everything. It covers that, you know, that, again, that's lawyers, counsel, which they mention in their statement on the advice of counsel and their medical and sports medicine board. So, you know, they have their doctors. You have a Mayo Clinic cardiologist. You have Duke University doctors consulting the ACC. You have the SEC this morning saying their doctors say that it's, you know, that it's clear to play. You have Dr. K tell us that it only is connected to severe infections, which doesn't seem rampant, but did the Big Ten or now the Pac-12, did they want to be the first to have a player on their campus go severe, have an infection, and all of a sudden have heart issues?
I mean, liability is the thing here. That's the backdrop of everything. I mean, everybody knows what happened a year or two ago with the University of Maryland with McNair, Jordan McNair. I think that was his name, tragically passing away. We see that every year in football at all levels, tragically, every summer. So that's part of it. That's part of the sport, and it's tragic. Can you imagine if that happened to someone who had recovered from COVID?
Oh, this is about what could happen, not what did happen. Now, that's exactly what this move is about. And as they stated, the Big Ten did, that you hope by the spring that there are studies that may say, no, this isn't connected to COVID. This is something that maybe we have to do, you know, EKGs for everybody after the flu or upper respiratory, whatever it is, whatever direction. But by buying time until March, April, whatever spring football would take place, they get time to get it medically right and legally understand their liability.
Yeah, it's always wise to operate with more knowledge in times like this, I would think, Bill. I think you're right.
What about spring football? The likelihood of that happening now?
It looks like the Big Ten is pointing toward that as an option. I mean, when you get back to cash flow and trying to keep the lights on in athletic departments, some cash flow might be able to come about through that avenue, especially if the SEC and the ACC play this fall. The Big Ten's going to want to play in the spring. Now, will we know more from a medical standpoint by then? I would imagine so. I would imagine so. So that could help. Could there be a vaccine? And a vaccines aren't always 100% effective, but they could be effective enough that it could maybe decrease some of the liability. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on those things. But that's the talk. So it's been a strange 2020. We're seeing NHL playoffs in August. Anything's possible.
Big Ten statement includes too much uncertainty regarding potential medical risk.
Yeah.
And that is from the Big Ten as to why they postpone fall sports. Potential. Not ongoing medical risk, which would be there's a pandemic. They didn't reference a pandemic. It was, and I agree with you with the umbrella statement, potential medical risk. That's what this is about. It's erring on the side of caution. That's all the Big Ten move is about. We can slice it, dice it, take a side. This is a doctor's opinion where this group of doctors say it's not worth the risk. This group of doctors in the ACC or SEC or that Mayo Clinic cardiologist says the risk isn't there.
How long until a team in the SEC reaches out to Justin Fields to see if he can transfer this week?
Well, I'm wondering this. You're the NCAA, and you're worried. We talk about litigation, Comp, and I'm glad you brought that up. That's right where I was going. You're denying you because of potential risk. Yet another conference is going to say the risk isn't there. Does the Big Ten get raided? And does the NCAA allow immediate waivers because they're not playing and postpone it or postponing the sports?
I would think the NCAA might lose that in a court of law, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I agree.
Expert. And it would take too long to get that all ironed out. Would they try to stand in the way of that? If someone is a grad transfer, can they transfer again?
No, they can't stand in the way of that.
If Justin Fields wants to play for Auburn next week,
back to Georgia. He goes back to the dogs. It's a Netflix series, Back to the Dogs.
Or does he go to Nebraska?
Nebraska will probably is working the Big 12 right now. Like, if you have a season, we want in.
Nebraska versus Notre Dame could be coming up, and there might be 10 or 11 Ohio State players playing for the Huskers. We don't know.
SEC, they
I'm
won't
joking, win. I'm joking, but
no.
Maybe I'm not.
Well, first off, Nebraska, the choices would be whatever conferences are left. Would any conference want to come share their money with you? You might be able to play, but you get no TV money. I don't even know if they do it, does the Big Ten throw them out? This thing is a hornet's nest.
Would the Big Ten Network carry the Nebraska games? I would imagine so. I wonder what Kevin Warren would say about that.
Yeah, right. Well, owned by the Big Ten.
You know, Bill, this is what you get when you have chaos. And there's chaos because there's no central leadership at the top.
Well, there's chaos connected to COVID-19 and anything with it. Actually, ACC, SEC, doctors saying play. Pac-12 and Pac-10 doctors saying don't play. Kind of sums up where this country is at on everything.
Choose your news.
And pick a side.
Yeah.
No middle ground, right?
Right.
Unless you're Nebraska. It could be middle ground.
It's literally middle ground.
Well, they don't have a conference. Their only option would, unless the ACC would take them, but I doubt it. Their only option is the SEC would say no way. Would be the Big 12. And you could renew, Nebraska, Oklahoma, old school.
Yes. It would be Big 12. They've got room.
That's it.
They would make room, and they would, and then Iowa might want to go with them. I don't know.
And Nebraska will ask the NFL if they can join the NFC North for one year. Yeah, based on how good Scott Frost has been as their head coach. All right, Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, Michigan State fans, online community happening right now, talking about fall sports and the Big Ten canceled, including what was to be Mel Tucker's first year as head coach. So if they don't play in the spring, Mel Tucker might have to wait in between hiring. Are we talking, is that like 21 months? Or not 21 months. Is it like 18 months, 19 months in between?
Sure, if they play in the fall, yes.
Wow.
If they don't play in the spring, yeah, that'd be strange. And he's eager to get out and actually recruit and meet recruits face-to-face, which he has not been able to do other than maybe an 8-day window back in early March. So, honestly, I think Michigan State would have struggled this year in the fall on the football field. not having played in the spring. Of course, every team has had that, but missing out on the end of July with the enhanced practices, I think Michigan State would have struggled this fall, and it would have hurt Mel Tucker's recruiting next year. Going 0-0 this fall does not hurt Mel Tucker's recruiting for the 2021 recruiting calendar. So I'm sure they don't agree with that, but just me observing it from the outside, this is not necessarily a terrible thing for Michigan State.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. Comp, keep us posted what's happening in East Lansing. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot.